This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel said on Sunday it had withdrawn more soldiers from southern Gaza, leaving just one brigade. Israel has been reducing numbers in Gaza since the start of the year to relieve reservists and is under growing pressure from its ally Washington to improve the humanitarian situation, especially after last week's killing of seven aid workers. The military spokesperson did not give details on reasons for withdrawing soldiers or numbers involved, but Defense Minister Yoav Gallant said the troops will be preparing for future operations in Gaza. Egypt is preparing to host a new round of talks aimed at reaching a ceasefire and hostage release deal. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel would not agree to a ceasefire until the hostages being held by Hamas in Gaza are released. Hamas said an agreement must secure a complete and comprehensive ceasefire, full withdrawal of forces from areas occupied after October 7th, and freedom of movement of residents across the Gaza Strip. Israel's offensive has focused in the past months on the south of the Gaza Strip. Rafah has become the last refuge for more than a million Palestinians sheltering in the territory near the border with Egypt.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Sunday said the world must finally hear the pain inflicted on Kharkiv and other cities by Russian attacks in his nightly video address. Zelensky said it's quite obvious that our existing air defense capabilities in Ukraine are not sufficient. Two Russian strikes on Kharkiv killed eight civilians and injured